This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C., angry atheist at the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go after the Clemson football coach.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Religious intolerance continues to persist, and the latest victim is the Clemson football program. The group Freedom From Religion Foundation, in a letter complaining to the university, wrote, quote, "Christian worship seems interwoven into Clemson's football program. We're concerned that this commingling of religion and athletics results not from student initiative, but rather from the attitudes and unconstitutional behaviors of the coaching staff."
This isn't about football players having or not having God. This is about a coach who, during recruitment visits, has said, "I'm a Christian, and if you don't like that, you need to go somewhere else." He also said, "My first job is to pray." It's not religious intolerance to say that this man is not behaving appropriately and that there's a constitutional problem here when a taxpayer-funded position, which his job is using his time to promote one religion over another.
We believe that they're mistaken. Participation in these activities is voluntary. There are no repercussions for students who choose not to participate, and we are not aware of any complaints from either current or former student athletes.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We have a major complaint about the public university, Clemson University in South Carolina. Our attorney, Patrick Elliott, sent a strong, documented letter of complaint to Clemson University about its football coach, William Dabo Swinney, who is using his position of authority to proselytize players and insert religious devotions into the school's athletic program. He named a team chaplain who has an office at the athletic department, and of course all of this is unconstitutional.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. The angry atheist now going after Clemson University's football program, specifically Coach Swinney at the school. Listen, if you listen to them, they don't state the facts clearly. One, all of this is voluntary. Two, even the buses used to take students to the voluntary church services, which, again, there's no repercussions for not attending, those are not part of the school. Those are actually provided from outside. So they are not, again, school buses, so no public funds used. And these are adults. They're adults. They're 18 and over, and they're making decisions. They want to go to the church service or not. There's a bus outside if you do. It's not a bus paid for by taxpayer dollars. But yet, for some reason, and we don't know exactly what and why, Freedom From Religion Foundation is now going after Dabo Swinney in Clemson. A football coach who just signed an extension of his contract for 5 years, a kind of up-and-coming a program. And now, because of his religion and his personal faith, they would like him to choose. They actually say this in their letter. He needs to choose between being a football coach or being a pastor. And the idea here is, again, it's interesting in their letter, they cite Supreme Court cases that are talking about high school students and younger. So even grade school students, they're not talking about college students. And most of the cases that they're even citing in there, the only one they do cite that's in college is at VMI, which are very different situations, a military institution. So I'll be taking your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. A coach gives players the opportunity to take a bus that's not provided by the school to a church service. They get to make the decision. You think that means that coach has to go or choose another job, basically? I mean, that's exactly what Freedom From Religion Foundation is saying. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Of course, they're also going after the team chaplain. They don't ever put in the letter, by the way, that the Supreme Court has said that chaplains are okay and that legislatures can have chaplains, that these public institutions can, in fact, have chaplains. The military has chaplains. But they act like, if you read the letter, that chaplains are somehow illegal. We'll talk to you about it, 1-800-684-3110. Also, folks, if you want to stand with Clemson, they're actually fighting back. They're not bending on this. You can sign our letter to ask them to stand in support at aclj.org or by calling 877-989-2255. We'll be right back.
It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach has hired a team chaplain. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to hire a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter of support now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
This story gets better and better as you get into it, folks. We were talking about the coach of Clemson University's football team, the Tigers football team, Dabo Swinney, who is now under attack from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, not because they have a player or student that's complaining here. They don't name anyone. They just don't like the idea that there's a chaplain involved. And David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ, is joining us. We were just talking during the break. And David, the chaplain they make a big deal of, I was just reading, is actually he's got this campus life position and coaching position. But tell people about his status with the school, because they make a big deal about the funding coming across here and being used to fund unconstitutional religious activities.
This guy's a volunteer chaplain for the team. I mean, this is, you know, what you're seeing from Freedom From Religion Foundation here is they're trying to, and here's why this is important. What they're trying to do is they're trying to take the college environment where these players are adults, they're legally adults, they're adults in the eyes of the law, and they're trying to make them treat them just like they're elementary school kids, to try to hide their eyes and shield their ears from any mention of Christ. And that's just not the law. But what they're trying to do is intimidate Clemson University into shutting down programs that are completely legal. And in fact, to shut them down would violate the religious liberty of the coach and violate the religious liberty of the players.
You know, and what's actually surprising here is how much Clemson University is standing for their coach. They released this statement. I want to read it for everybody so that you can hear, folks. This is from Clemson University, and we've got a petition on. We want you to stand here with the school in support, because, you know, this is the first point. There's a lot of sports writers on there. They're really good sports writers. They're really bad at writing about this. You can see it in their coverage. I mean, it is bad. That, you know, they don't know who Freedom From Religion Foundation is. They think they may be right. There's even a guy who, you know, is Yahoo sports writer who's pretty popular. And again, probably a great sports writer, has no business getting involved in these discussions because they don't know who they're writing about. They don't even know what's going on here. And if they would have Googled first, maybe, who Freedom From Religion Foundation was, I think some of the writers, Sports Illustrated, some of these other places, Yahoo Sports and others, would be a little bit embarrassed about the nuts that they're dealing with and that the school is dealing with. And this is why we get a statement from a public university, which is a very strong a response to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They say, we believe the practices of the football staff regarding religion are compliant with the Constitution and appropriately accommodate differing religious views. Participation in religious activities is purely voluntary, and there are no repercussions for students who decline to do so. We're not aware of any complaints, no complaints whatsoever, from current or former student athletes about feeling pressured or forced to participate in religious activities. Clemson takes very seriously its obligation to provide a comprehensive program for the development and welfare of our student athletes, which encompasses academic, athletic, and personal support, including support for their spiritual needs. We will evaluate the complaints raised in the letter, respond directly to the organization, but we believe FFRF is mistaken in its assessment. The Supreme Court has expressly upheld the right of public bodies to employ chaplains. As noted, the use of prayer is not in conflict with the principles of the establishment of religion and religious freedom. Folks, again, this statement coming from Clemson University, they still say we're going to respond directly to Freedom From Religion Foundation. So far, they have not threatened a lawsuit. I don't know where their standing would be. Right now, this seems like it's based off hearsay. It's just based off statements that maybe the coach does these activities. The school's not denying it, by the way. They are saying that the way that Freedom From Religion Foundation is trying to cast this is wrong, that what you're not reading in their letter is that the buses aren't paid for by the school to go to church, that the chaplain is a voluntary position of a coach from the team who volunteers to be the chaplain on the side. That's not his main job. He's a recruiting assistant coach. And to, you know, keep going on and on. These are adults. We're not talking about high school students. And honestly, I think when Freedom From Religion Foundation talks, they talk like these people are somehow children. Because I want you to understand, when they talk about religion, when they talk about faith, it's as if you can't make a decision that you're all sad. I mean, take a listen. Here is Dan Barker, who is the head of Freedom From Religion Foundation with Annie Gaylor, Byte 11.
Most of us atheists are happy that there's no purpose of life. Because if there were a purpose of life, that would cheapen life. We would be secondary. We would be servants or slaves, like the Bible says. To submit. And if you look at the postures of prayer, the head is bowed, you're kneeled down, the hands are shackled together before the slave master. But the fact that there's no purpose of life, which is good, it's really good news, doesn't mean there's no purpose in life.
Yeah, good news. No purpose of life, so there's purpose in life. I mean, you know, it's again, the idea that they're trying to protect people from some kind of slavery, adults who can make the decision whether or not they want to bow down and worship. They get to make that decision, and the school giving them an opportunity to do so, if that's their faith, with that does no repercussions if you don't go. Get that? Okay, fine. Then don't those students have the right to be able to go and worship, and know about the opportunity to do so? And then again, Freedom From Religion Foundation wants to keep faith out. They want this to be somehow separate, completely from life. I mean, these are guys who are risking their bodies, risking their health, not just going to college like most regular college students, but seriously putting themselves in harm's way. They are top of their form athletes. And again, they want to have an opportunity to worship or not worship. And their coach says, here's the opportunity. This is now a constitutional crisis. I applaud Clemson. You know, it's sometimes surprising to see these public universities actually stand up to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. But we have to make sure they continue to do so. Because what we usually see from Freedom From Religion Foundation is this is step one in a multi-step threatening the lawsuits, things like that. Let's go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to stand up for Clemson, call now 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. We are also still in part of our matching challenge. Anything you donate to the ACLJ, especially online, is doubled. So go to aclj.org. If you can make an online donation, that would be great. Eddie calling in from Virginia online too. Eddie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much for calling. My comment is this Freedom From Religion group, why don't they just say exactly who they are, that they're a group that is targeting Christians, and why don't they just come right out and say that, then we can go after them for slander and defamation of character, if you will, on the basis of a group of religion.
Well, you know, listen, I think that's kind of what we're doing right now, Eddie, is you got to educate the news, and especially when you've got reporters. I go to Than Bennett on this, our government affairs director. Than, these are not the normal reporters to be covering Freedom From Religion Foundation. They see this in the news, so they just quote them as if their quotes are somehow rational, as if their statements are somehow respectable, when in fact they are on the fringe of the fringe of the fringe, and they're misquoting law within their letter.
Yeah, Jordan, these are the reporters that I read during my off time to, you know, relax. But, you know, honestly, this is why we do shows on topics like this, is to tell the truth about groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation. It's why we read their letter on air. This is one of the claims in the letter. They talk about, they say, we understand that Mr. Trapp, who is the chaplain, keeps Bibles in his office for distribution and regularly displays Bible quotes on his whiteboards. Jordan, the horrors. Bible verses on whiteboards. I mean, where have we heard this before? This was a couple of weeks ago at the Air Force Academy. These groups think that something as simple as demonstrating your faith by putting a Bible verse on a whiteboard is so offensive to an adult that a coach who hired that chaplain should be fired. This is who the Freedom From Religion Foundation is, and this is why we tell the truth about them and why we fight back against them.
Yeah, I'm sure the 6'4", 285-pound linebacker is feels very threatened by his maybe 6-foot-tall coach. Who, again, they are authority figures. They have to be. And the idea here, and I'll go to David Fritz, because, David, the idea here that, one, we have an opportunity where Clemson is saying you're wrong, and that's great, that we want to highlight this because it's a good way to show how you're supposed to respond to the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Oh, absolutely. And this is rare on a college campus. I mean, I can't believe I'm actually saying a public university is supporting religious liberty. What? That hardly ever happens. And so one thing that we're doing, and we're going to take action on this, when the Freedom From Religion Foundation attacks, we respond. So we're writing a letter of support for Clemson University. We're writing a letter of support for the coaches' exercise of religious liberty and, critically, the players' exercise of religious liberty. We just sent it out an email on this, and we would love in 24 hours to get 30,000 signatures supporting us, 30,000 people to sign on to let Clemson know in defending religious liberty, it is part of the mainstream of constitutional law in this country.
Yep, let's get right to the phones, folks. And if you want to do that, you can go to aclj.org or call now 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go online, aclj.org. We'll have the information there. It's an important story to share. I know there's a lot of college football fans listening now, and you think about, one, you know, they're going after a school in South Carolina trying to make these coaches look like they're doing something that violates everyone's rights, when in fact, if you read the print, not the small print, just read the facts. The facts are it's all voluntary. The buses used aren't from the school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's take a stand with Clemson against the Freedom From Religion Foundation, even if you're not a Clemson fan out there. It's a good thing. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach has hired a team chaplain. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to hire a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter of support now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are going to be taking your phone calls now, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Now, Steven called in from Mississippi. He disagrees. He thinks that this coach is promoting Christianity, and that means that it is somehow unconstitutional and illegal for what he's doing. Steven, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Okay, first, I'd like to say that I didn't say it was unconstitutional or illegal. I was expressing an opinion about it that basically said,
well, I don't. Then it doesn't really matter, right? Then you just don't like something, because if you don't like the way a coach coaches, I mean, there's lots of people complain about that. If there's no legal issue, then Freedom From Religion Foundation shouldn't be threatening that there are, and citing cases and quoting cases out of context, and that's the problem, Stephen. I mean, the opinion, which is when you get to decide. You know, you want you're a young person, or you want to go play for a coach or not. You want to go to that school. You like the coach. You don't like the coach. Up to you. You get to make that decision. You're American. I'll let you finish your comment, but I do think, because that's the important part. If it's not unconstitutional, it's not violating any law, then it's just your opinion. And at that point, well, he's got an opinion to the coach.
And my issue with it would be, we live in an increasingly diverse society. And so what if this coach was Muslim, native-born American? We have 7 million native-born Muslims in this country.
So what? So what? If he becomes a football coach of a school and feels like he wants to give this opportunity, and the, you know, what is that a huge problem in America? Like, just because of what you just said, Stephen. I mean, the idea, people try to act like on this show we're only about the idea that this, the freedom somehow only is for Christians. Now, the truth is, Stephen, how likely is that? It's highly unlikely, especially in a college football setting, maybe even more so in Clemson, South Carolina. And just in general that you're going to find. But there are students on all of these teams. There's probably a lot of a decent amount of Muslim football players. I know that some of these coaches before who have had Muslim football players, and they respect their faith. So it goes both ways. But the idea here that we're worried because there may be a Muslim football coach who's imposing their religious faith, this coach isn't imposing his faith. It's all voluntary. It's all a decision. Just because there happens to be more Christians doesn't make them what they're doing wrong. And so Stephen, I think you just have to turn around. You have to say, we live in America. That's America. And it's better to have the freedom of ideas than what Freedom From Religion Foundation wants, which is no choice whatsoever. Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. You don't want to live in a world like that, in a country like that, where we start saying, well, what about the others? What if there is, at one point, that somehow, what, does that make you, everybody have to question their faith? You're really not going to be able to hold steady on what you believe because someone else may believe something else? You know, your boss? It's basically that kind of situation. I don't think many of you out there listening who may have a boss that may or may not be Christian feel like that's the number one influence on your faith. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Steve in Idaho, line 4. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Earlier, when I first heard this story, I heard that the coach said, I'm a Christian, and if you're not comfortable with that, you're free to leave. He's not imposing his view on nobody. And the way I heard it today was an atheist said, oh, I'm a Christian. If you don't like that, get out. It was like, no, if that makes you uncomfortable and you can't accept me as your coach and a Christian, well, then you can freely leave. Nobody's forcing you.
Well, I think what you said, Steve, it's a good distinction. It's one thing to say, when you're recruiting people, telling them a little bit about your coaching, about what you may be like. So if you don't like this, if this is going to be a huge problem, listen, if you're getting the coach from Clemson to come recruit you, you're a top recruit in the country. You got other schools, other choices to make. And so you may say, yeah, this is not the best fit. I'd much rather. Wouldn't you like to know if the coach was a hardcore atheist? Say, by the way, I'm a hardcore atheist. Just so you know, I don't really have much respect for religion. I'm like the guys at Freedom From Religion Foundation. I'm going to, you know, in my personal life, I attack all religious faiths and think people who are religious are stupid and slaves, because that's what they literally said in their soundbite, which we played earlier in the broadcast. I don't think it's so bad to know. Especially you're, again, an adult. You're going to be 18 at least years old. You're making a decision that, you know, again, this is not just going to a school. This is a very different situation. And listen, there are things that these coaches can do. That's why the schools are so careful. That's why there's not buses from Clemson taking them to the church. I want to go to David and Tham. We'll continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. David, first to you, this idea, again, that, well, if we have a coach like this, we're going to be infiltrated with, you know, coaches from every other religious faith, and this is going to all go bad. Ultimately, what Clemson cares about is winning football games.
Well, you know, of course, that's the job of the football coach. So the football coach, regardless of his faith, if he doesn't win football games, is going to be gone. But look, this is religious liberty. It's not an argument to say, well, we might have people we don't like exercise freedom, so then therefore we should not have freedom. I mean, that's how I heard the caller, and that's how a lot of people unfortunately view this situation. Oh, no, what if someone exercises a liberty and we don't like what they say? You know, that's the marketplace of ideas. You answer bad speech you don't like, with better speech. You know, and honestly, that's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation should focus its efforts. If it's believing that Christianity is so bad, we'll say that, engage in the marketplace of ideas, engage in argument, but don't try to silence or censor Christians. And similarly, when we're looking at the marketplace of ideas, we shouldn't fear if a Muslim speaks or an atheist speaks. We should engage that, disagree with that, in confidence that we have the better idea, and engage in speech on that better idea.
Folks, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Richard in Washington State, online 5. Richard, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey, Jay, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Richard.
I have some issues with this freedom of speech thing, in the fact that, you know, we have such a great country, and we have that freedom of speech, and everybody has that right. Unfortunately, the people that, like the Freedom From Religion Foundations, or like equality for marriage, you know, the gay and lesbian marriages, the right to abortion, it's been talked about so much all the time that this nation is becoming numb. And we need radio stations like you that can fight against this, talk against this. We have to be out there 24/7 so we don't become numb. Like, yeah, okay, we'll let it.
Richard, let me say thank you and remind people, you know, we're on over 800 radio stations. And let me thank all of them right now, because the truth is, if you just read this in Sports Illustrated or saw some of the news clippings, you got maybe a warped idea of this, or you may have even thought that somehow this coach was doing something wrong. At the end of the day, Than, as much as you want to shrug off groups like Freedom From Religion Foundation, we have to fight back, and we've seen members of Congress fight back, and we have to kind of take a stand and push the public institutions to fight.
Yeah, their goal on these things is always to wear you down, Jordan. They win at the end of the day if we don't fight back. I would just say quickly, God bless Clemson. Their response on this was exactly right. They are willing to stand up. We're going to help them do that, Jordan. We've navigated these legal waters before. If they need help, we've got their back.
Folks, again, if you want to take a stand here, go to ACLJ.org or call now, 877-989-2255. We've got another half hour of the broadcast. We'll be taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We always appreciate your support. We have a matching challenge now. Go to ACLJ.org, support the ACLJ. We'll be right back.
Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to hire a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter of support now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. You may say, well, fight songs. What's going on here today at the Americans for Law and Justice? Am I on the right station? Did I somehow get to sports talk? No, you didn't. The atheists are going after Clemson, the Clemson football coach, Coach Sweeney there. And again, folks, it's not because we're all Clemson fans of the ACLJ, and we're certainly not. I'm not going to devolve this into a college football discussion for everybody. I think we've all got different teams on this broadcast, some which are not so friendly. It's part of the sport. We actually have callers about that as well. Andrea in South Carolina, line six. Now, Andrea, I guess my first question is, are you a Clemson fan? And then second, the idea here is, again, your comics. I think it's really good.
Thank you so much for having me. Listen, the bottom line, they want to talk about prisoners and mind control. That's exactly what they're doing to Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney embraces all the multicultures that Clemson University does. However, what his belief system is private. To say that a Christian would not be competitive, hired to be the athletic coach and director, is preposterous. He is one of the most competitive coaches, and his faith is outside of his coaching ability. What I have read in chat rooms about this is they are supposing that because of his faith, he is controlling his players. These are players that are not elementary school students. They have a choice whether or not to go and participate in the religion that is one of multi-religions that is offered on South Carolina Clemson, college campus, Clemson University. It infuriates me, and it just shows absolutely that there is power in Jesus Christ. There is power. God is not dead, and they are afraid. How can an atheist who believes in free speech want to squelch something that is going on that is free will? They have the choice to participate, and it has nothing to do with what player he puts in what position for the game. Look at his success.
I think, Andrew, you're exactly right. He's got to win. If he doesn't win, all the nice things you said about him, he's out the door. He signed a long extension of the contract. I think he agreed with that. He understands that. So the idea that somehow he's going to jeopardize his family or jeopardize his career because he was mad at a player for not doing what he personally believes in is different. You know, there's a standard of conduct for these players. They do have to have a certain standard of conduct. They can't do whatever they want. If they get in trouble, there are consequences for that. The idea here, though, again, these are adults. They get to make a choice. They want to go to the church service or not. No repercussions. If there were any evidence of repercussions, they'd be in big trouble. That would be a totally different situation. And Freedom From Religion Foundation, Andrea, would probably actually have someone who was complaining. But here, there's no one complaining. No past, current, former, nothing. We have no history of anyone complaining. And again, I want to go back to David French because, David, this idea that you have to choose, either you can be a pastor or you can be a coach. It's as if Freedom From Religion Foundation, what they're really saying is you can practice your faith or you can get out of public life.
Yeah, well, that's the goal. I mean, that's the goal of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. If you're a Christian, either be quiet or stay out of public life entirely. But this is a coach who also has his own religious liberty. This is a coach who is complying with the Constitution. The Constitution does not establish a religion-free zone. It simply says that you cannot establish a religion. He has not done that. voluntary activities are not an establishment of religion, and he has his own religious liberty rights. He has struck the right balance, and we're supporting him.
Folks, if you want to support Clemson here and say thank you and continue this fight, you can call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. And maybe you're not a Clemson fan. Think about it, your own school you support, college football. Think about this happening. Wouldn't you want them to respond the same way Clemson has and said, this is foolish? Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Stand with Clemson. The idea being they did the right thing. We need to support them. aclj.org. Call now, 877-989-2255.
It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach has hired a team chaplain. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to hire a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter of support now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And again, let's go to some of the sound bites first. Here is WFSB. It's a local Fox affiliate in Clemson, South Carolina, talking about the situation at Clemson. And again, we applaud Clemson for standing up with Coach Sweeney there. And again, the idea that if this happened in another public university to a football coach, that we want the same thing to happen. And it's actually surprising in a positive way, shocking in a good way, that Clemson was so strong in their support of their coach, that they are not backing down, that they are not saying what he did, well, they're going to, you know, even though they're keeping their coach, they're going to change some things. No, they just said Freedom From Religion Foundation is wrong. The idea that they want to make chaplains illegal, well, that's up to the legal process so far. Supreme Court precedent said that's okay. And so that's one issue. The second issue being the coach accused of doing all these things with public funds, except for no public funds were actually used. Let's go right to this soundbite by three.
A staff attorney with the organization Freedom From Religion Foundation says coach-led religious activities are unconstitutional at state-funded universities.
We received several reports from people within the state about the program.
Members with the organization sent a letter to the university and football program and asked coaches to stop leading religious activities.
Whatever their views, they can't use that position to influence, you know, those underneath them.
Now, David, they've got 155 members in South Carolina, and I guess they heard about this. That's actually what they said. We heard some reports from people in the state maybe they don't like the coach. Maybe they don't like Christians. Maybe they don't like religion. Maybe they're hardcore atheists. We don't even know who these people are who are making these allegations. And then even in the news report, and this is why it's so careful when you're hearing these stories reported. And again, I don't think the reporter there at the local Fox affiliate was trying to mischaracterize it, but saying that the organization was complaining about religious activities that the coach led at state-funded universities. Except for here, there were no state funds used, David. And that is a huge distinction to make. This is Freedom From Religion Foundation saying, we don't like this. And it's why they've even said we're not at the point of filing a lawsuit, because you read this and say, this is their opinion. Exactly what one of the callers called in today about it, disagree with them. It's an opinion. It's not a legal analysis. And it's really, again, mischaracterizing the facts.
I mean, look, this is so typical. This is exactly the playbook of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They have a few members scattered around the country. One of them gets offended, and a letter follows. I mean, that's all we're talking about here, is somebody in South Carolina got offended, and now they're trying to make a federal case out of it. And as far as this taxpayer-funded university, well, you know what? There's an awful lot of religious liberty that exists on a taxpayer-funded university. The individuals on that university, the students, even the coaches, even the university employees, they have religious liberty, regardless of the fact that they're working for or on a taxpayer-funded university. And so, you know, what we're doing is we're sending a letter to Clemson, responding directly to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, applauding them for standing up, offering our assistance, and because every time the FFRF attacks, we're going to respond.
Folks, again, if you want to join in that letter and that support for Clemson, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org or call now, 877-989-2255. Let's go to Kim calling in from Massachusetts, on line 5. Kim, welcome to JSEC. You're live. And first, I guess, as we say, so you're calling from Massachusetts. Today, the Boston Marathon running again. It does show Boston strong, America's strength. The fact that people, again, you know, those spots filled up immediately. We pray for all the organizers there. The race is still ongoing. That was, we were talking about before the show. It was a horrible time. And a time I know there's still a lot of healing in Boston. And so we pray for the people there who were affected last year and for all the runners today and for all those first responders and volunteers at the marathon. And Kim, thanks for your phone call. You're on the air.
Thank you. And I do work for a local police department, so it's a very somber time, but also we're very blessed that we've come back the way we have. I just want to
thank you, Kim.
You know, it's interesting how these atheist groups always seem to target the Christians. We never hear these groups coming against any other belief system. We never hear them coming against the Christian Scientologists. We never hear them coming against, you know, the Muslims. We never hear them coming against any other belief system when it comes to them putting forth their beliefs. They always seem to target the Christians. They always seem to come after our belief system. Yet, when tragedies such as what happened last year in Boston happen, we see the Christian belief system is the one that seems to rise above all the others.
Well, you know what it is, Kim? At the end of the day, it's because the most religious people in our country, the people who are religious, happen to be Christian. That's the majority. So when something like the Boston terror attacks occurred, and you saw the services just last week, those services were at a church. That's where Vice President Biden was. It's not because there are not other faiths in America or other people who were affected. It's because the majority of us happen to have that faith. And just because it's more of us than maybe another faith, that doesn't mean that we have somehow less rights. And again, David, that is the idea here, is that they go after Christians because of that. They don't like that we're a strong voice. They don't like the fact that when those kind of incidents occur, we are right at, whether it's a Catholic church like it was in Boston, or a church in general, offering prayer, offering condolences. The idea that it's Christian, the idea that it's religious, is what Freedom From Religion Foundation can't stand.
Yeah, absolutely. They cannot stand any expression of faith in the public, but they especially cannot stand Christian expressions of faith. You know, what they're trying to do is essentially rewrite the Constitution of the United States, and even more than that, rewrite the history of the United States to blot out from our history, blot out from our memory the fact that Christianity has played a key role in the founding, the key role in the existence of the United States of America. They want to blot all that out, create a gigantic religion-free zone, and at best, people like us would be quote-unquote free to worship in our own homes and to express ourselves in our own homes, and that's about it.
Folks, we're going to go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Don calling in from Texas Online 3. Don, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Don, you're on the air.
I just want to make a quick comment. I don't know what planet that you people are from, but that's neither here nor there. But I'm not a Clemson fan, but that isn't the issue. The issue is that the Christian people, it is high time for the Christian people to stand up together against these people. And
well, I think that is the point, Don, is that it's not about who the team is. It's not about if you like Clemson or not as a team. It's the idea that this could happen to your coach, to the school that you like's football program, or even, you may not be a football fan in general. You may not pay a lot of attention. I think most of us on this broadcast do to college football. But even if you don't, the idea that this could happen to your school, that this is somehow, this needs to be a whole issue, getting all this negative media attention. But Clemson has done the right thing. And, Than, people sometimes probably wonder, too, does Freedom From Religion Foundation in Washington not so much support, though they have tried to even threaten the federal government and inside the bureaucracy. We remember One Nation Under God at the Capitol Visitor Center, those kind of moments were all about Freedom From Religion Foundation. They thought that was a victory for them, and members of Congress stood up.
Yeah, and I think after this one, members of Congress might just wonder if they're South Carolina fans. I mean, that seems to be the only rational basis for an attack like this. I mean, you look at the situation. Coach Swinney, I read that his record is 51-23 at another university, Jordan. There would be all sorts of indiscretions and violations that would be overlooked because that coach is winning. Here you have a winning coach under attack just because he's transparent about his faith. You know, in the Capitol Visitor Center case that you referenced, you had members of Congress who were having to fight a lawsuit simply because they inscribed the national motto there. So I think in Washington, D.C. and across the nation, honestly, they are just losing any reputation that they had, and they're starting to become really transparent. Their true colors are showing through. It's becoming transparent, and people understand that they're really just crazy.
Yeah, Jordan. They hate religious people. Yeah. I mean, it's not a word you use lightly, but it's true. They really have a hatred for it. They think it's tantamount to slavery. So if you think something is as bad as slavery, you would hate it. And that's what they do when it comes to religion. So it's pretty, disturbing. We continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to stand with Clemson, we want you to call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Stand with Clemson online at aclj.org or call now, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But I encourage you here, it's important we take a stand. The university is doing the right thing. We need to let them know that we support them. 30,000 is the goal. Will you take a stand right now, 877-989-2255? Or go to aclj.org, get updated on this, let your friends and family know about it, and stand with Clemson, aclj.org, or call 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent, ucla.edu/law.
It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach has hired a team chaplain. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to hire a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter of support now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. It's Jordan Sekulow here with Than Bennett, ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, and David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ. Of course, talking about the matter at Clemson University, their football coach, under attack from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We're going to go right to the phones. Let's go to Brian in South Carolina on line one. Brian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jordan, Brian here. I just want to first say thanks for bringing this issue to light. I think it's very important. I tweeted out to you and Anna a couple of things over the weekend from Fox had done and about James Trapp, the volunteer pastor at Clemson, chaplain.
Right.
Also about Dabo, and there's a whole lot more to Dabo than what's actually being said, not only what you guys have brought to light, but also the secular organizations that Dabo gives to freely from his All In Foundation that's not reported to Breast Cancer Awareness. They actually last week raised over $300,000 to secular organizations that he's done. He brought in Kirk Herbstreit and different individuals of those to help raise the money for that. And James Trapp, the actual chaplain there at Clemson, who I actually graduated with and worked with when we both went to Clemson, and I worked with him as a student manager, a individual who played at least 8 years in the pro ranks of football and is giving back. And a lot of it is actually most of it, all of it is through his volunteer organization. And if anything about Dabo Swinney, who I don't know personally, but I do know, is whether you're a Christian or not, especially if you're not, he loves you just the same and loves you even more. So I think that's important to note, because a lot of that does not get noted. Who Dabo is. If you get an opportunity to get James Trapp or Dabo on, it'd be great to hear those guys talk and what they stand for and who they really are as a person. And I just want to thank you guys and your organization for bringing this to light.
Hey, Brian, thanks for your phone call, and thanks for those tweets as well. And, you know, it was one of those issues. We saw it, and what we really wanted to highlight here was not just the fact that Freedom From Religion Foundation is going after a coach, you know, and this coach, Coach Sweeney, he's tough enough to handle that. It's not that the coach needs the support. It's that the school did the right thing. It's a publicly, you know, public school, and again, gets safe funding. Oftentimes we've seen these groups and schools and cities and councils and you know, city councils, et cetera, states kind of back down or be a little bit nervous when Freedom From Religion Foundation gets involved. Here what we saw, Brian, was Clemson do the right thing. You should applaud them. It sounds like you're obviously a Clemson fan. You went to Clemson. You should support what the school has done and let that school know thank you. And that's what we're trying to do here nationally, is so that people can thank Clemson for standing up and letting them know that not only did they do the right thing, but they have the right position legally. And this is the toll-free number. If you want to be part of that, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Maria in Maryland, line 6. Maria, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much. First of all, I want to thank you all for doing what you're doing. My question is, I was very greatly disturbed in my spirit when I heard that excerpt from the gentleman that's bringing this issue about attacking Clemson. that he says that he basically is an atheist. But how would you address the issue that they actually believe in something? They believe in atheism. You know what I'm trying
to say? Well, I think, yeah, that is the idea. The idea here, again, that they have this fervent belief in nothing. And that they want you to believe or not believe what they don't believe. And I know it sounds a little crazy, but that, you know, it is. It's not, these are not normal atheists and agnostic folks, most of which are kind of just moving on with their life. They're not so offended because it doesn't concern them because they actually don't believe. This is a group who gets really upset. I mean, remember the American atheists who were getting physically ill and mentally ill over a cross, the Ground Zero cross being included in the museum, that would somehow make them physically sick and mentally sick because of that. And Maria, again, these are groups that are different. They are not the same. But they're the ones filing the lawsuits. They're the ones making the threats. They're the ones trying to, with this first letter, trying to get Clemson to change their mind. And, in fact, Clemson has done the right thing. We want to make sure they continue to do the right thing. We applaud their efforts. And that's why we're asking people to take a stand, 877-989-2255. But they have a view. They think we are somehow slaves to our own, I guess, free will, that we've decided to choose the faith we want to practice, and somehow that makes us slaves. I mean, it seems like the opposite of slavery, but you live in opposite land when you're with the Freedom From Religion Foundation and trying to have debates. They make up things. I've been to debates before. They said there's no Moses, you know, just displaying the Supreme Court, and then Moses on the walls and outside the walls, even staring at our office here at the ACLJ, and they will just flat out say, no, it's not Moses. And even the Supreme Court website says it's Moses. It's living in opposite land. Go back. Let's go back to the phones. Dennis in South Carolina, online too. Dennis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey guys. Yeah, right when I heard this story, I knew that this group had picked on the wrong college because Clemson is a very close knit family. They're fans, the university, and this is coming from a Gamecock. I'm, you know, fans of their rival.
Yeah, that's good. See, and that's important, Dennis, is that people know this is not about like the actual schools you support when it's the football game. It's more about wrong and right here. And the same thing could happen in South Carolina. You know, the same thing could happen a few years down the road. This could happen there.
Real quick, well, it's not really a question, but just an observation of how does these groups even get recognition in the first place? I mean, I could start a group with 20 of my friends next week and just send out complaints to everybody. I mean, how does it get, and I'm not saying you guys, because this is already a national story, but how do they even get it? I mean, actually, I think they've kind of already won because they've gotten their name out in the national news, like, ooh, we got this religion group, anti-religion. I mean, you see what I'm saying? It just amazes me how...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is why we actually decided to hit the topic, because I saw it from some people who just have no business really diving into this without the facts, writing articles, taking the side of Freedom From Religion Foundation. I mean, these are nuts. But they didn't know, you know, they were just taking it based off fact. You know, look at their letter. If you're not a lawyer and you don't know what they're citing, it looks like they're citing a lot of stuff. What you don't know is that they're citing things that apply to grade school students, not 18-year-old adults, and not voluntary situations where you decide to go to something or not go to something on a bus that isn't paid for, by the way, by the school. I mean, Clemson has been so careful, it appears, and nothing's good enough. That's the message that Freedom From Religion Foundation wants to send, Dennis, is that nothing is good enough. I'll go to David and Than here as we close out the show today. But, David, that's the fact, is that you can't meet their standards if you've got any kind of religion whatsoever available to anyone.
Well, that's right. I mean, they are against all religion, any trace of it in the public square. And the reason they are able to get attention is they have friends in the mainstream media. They, every time they send out a press release dutifully, the mainstream media picks it up and gives it way too much credibility.
Than, anything to add as we finish out the broadcast today?
I just simply say there are a lot of bad influences in the world of sports, Jordan. Yep. I have seen a lot of them personally. The idea that this coach is at the top of that list because he hired a chaplain and he allows Bible studies, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Folks, that's why we're taking a stand here. We want you to let Clemson know you support the fact that they're standing with the coach in this situation. It's very important because this doesn't often happen when FFRF gets involved. Call now 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. As Clemson supports their football coach, Coach Sweeney, we want to hear from you. You can go to aclj.org or call now, 877-989-2255. We're also, folks, in a matching challenge. Anything you can donate to the ACLJ is double. Do that online if you can. We need your support. at ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to hire a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter of support now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.